Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura on a Football Tuesday. Cleveland Browns Daily driven by Liberty Ford. Countdown to Sunday. 5 days. Browns Dolphins, First Energy Stadium, 1 p.m. kickoff. Hey, Browns season is here, and the best fans in the NFL need their gear. Shop the new and improved selection of apparel and merchandise at the Cleveland Browns Team Shop. Visit the shop at First Energy Stadium, open 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. 7 days a week, or visit shop.clevelandbrowns.com. Let's go through the remaining divisions here in the NFC, and then we'll give our conference championship picks and our Super Bowl picks. NFC East, I'm going with the New York Giants as the winner there. Yeah, I'm going to pick the Giants as the winner. I'm going with the Cowboys as my second-place team there. Then I'm going to go with the Skins, and then I'm going to go with the Eagles. And I'm going to go with the Cowboys as my wild card.
I'm going with the Cowboys to win that division.
Okay.
I'm going with the Redskins second, Giants third, Eagles fourth. And as we go through it, I have not decided whether or not two teams from the NFC East will make the playoffs.
You know, the Skins thing, that whole RG3 health issue, I think that's going to be a conversation weekly. And I don't think he's going to make it through the year. I have great concerns.
Fine. Listen, think about what he had to do relative to what Adrian Peterson has to do.
He didn't play in any preseason game. They've been putting this guy on ice. They've been trying. It's been a bizarre. Tell me it hasn't been a bizarre story, the way it's been handled.
It has been, but I think that's Mike Shanahan doing Mike Shanahan stuff. Mike Shanahan is a shady guy. RG3,
He is a shady guy.
RG3, let's talk about RG3 when you watch him Monday night with the eyes of the world on him in primetime. He's gonna incinerate the Eagles. He's going to light them up.
Well, I think he could do that to the Eagles. I'm just saying, will he stay healthy?
I think so.
Because that incineration involves him running.
I think so.
That's not stopping.
I think he's going to be just fine.
He's going to run. He's going to get hit.
It's a new era of medicine.
It
is.
He's going to run. He's going to get hit, and he's going to get hurt. The NFC North, Green Bay Packers. Yeah, I think that's pretty easy. Chicago Bears second. You with me so far?
I'm with you.
Minnesota Vikings third.
Yep, I think three teams from this division could make the playoffs.
Really, I've got no. Let's see. No, I don't have a wild card coming out of there.
And that's the tough thing. This is how good the NFC is. In the AFC, we had to struggle. You could make a compelling case that I think two teams from the East could make it, two teams from the North could make it, two teams from the South could make it, and two teams at least from the West could make it.
All right, NFC. So what was your pick for the NFC?
So for the NFC North, I go Green Bay, Chicago. Actually, I'm going to go Chicago, Green Bay, Minnesota. Actually, I'm going to go Chicago, Green Bay, Detroit, Minnesota. I don't believe in Christian Ponder.
Oh, no. All right, NFC South. Falcons.
Atlanta, New Orleans, Carolina, Tampa.
I have Tampa, Carolina. I think Carolina is going to be in trouble. I'm worried about them. Worried about even my good friend of mine, Dave Gettleman, is their general manager. Knew him many years ago when he was in the personnel department in Buffalo. I want him to succeed there. I think he's got a lot of there are issues. There are issues and questions for Ron Rivera, the head coach there. But
they invested
we
so much money in their backfield, and we think he's going to play.
And we don't see a wild card coming out of that division, right? All right, NFC West, 49ers, Seahawks, and the Seahawks are the wild card.
Yep.
Okay. You agree there, too? I agree
with that.
Win that division.
Of course.
Seahawks second. And then...
But the Rams could be a wild card team if a couple things go their way.
Oh, no. No.
Yes.
No. I got them third.
I'll tell you this. The NFC, if the NFL did it where they just took the best, 12 teams in the playoffs, I think the NFC might have 8 or 9 teams in the playoffs.
Well, yeah, the NFC is the better division.
It's
I don't think there's any disputing that whatsoever. That it's the better division, right?
I don't think it's close.
It isn't even close. All right, so that's those are our picks, and now conference champ. Oh, what was your wild?
My wild card. So I'm gonna go in the NFC. I'm gonna go. The Seahawks will be my first wild card. And I guess maybe you're right. Maybe the Saints would be my second wild card, and there would be only one team from... No, that's what's so tough about this. How are you going to keep Chicago?
Clock's ticking. Your mind.
All right, I'm going to go.
Come on, decisiveness.
I'm going to go Green Bay Packers over the Saints as the final wild.
You got to make your reads and throw and get the ball out of your
hands. One team from the
South,
one team from the East. Right. Man, so NFC and is good, Vic.
And I went Cowboys Seahawks as my wild cards.
Okay, hold on. I need to make sure I'm writing this down, Nathan. So yeah. Who's your wild card against Seattle and Green Bay?
The Seattle Seahawks and the Green Bay Packers.
Okay. Right.
You've only changed it like 14 times.
I've crossed.
Well, look at how hard it is to predict the NFC. The NFC is loaded.
But we got to do it with the clock running.
Right.
Pressure. Okay. Conference championships. I got the Pats and the Niners. And the Niners win the Super Bowl.
I'm going to go with the Denver Broncos and the San Francisco 49ers. I like that. Let's go Niners.
My San Francisco-born teammate here.
I'm keeping it real.
All right. Do we have time for any tweetage here, Dino?
Yeah, we got about a minute or so. Let's pull up. You can always tweet us at Browns_daily. From Jason K. How many yards will T. Rich end up having at the end of the season? Just curious as your guys' thoughts.
What do you think?
I think Trent Richardson's going to run for about 1,300 yards. I think he is going to catch 60 passes for another 400 yards. I think he's going to have 1,700 yards total and score 10 to 12 touchdowns.
I got about 1,200 or so. I don't know that he quite gets to 1,300, but he can get to 1,200. I'm agreeing on the 60-odd catches and whatever yards comes with that. Yeah, 400 sounds like a good number, 300, 400 yards. Anything else?
And one more before we wrap up here from Wade at WadeRS55. Let's talk kickers one more time, shall we? Kicking situation is going to cost the Browns a game this year. Why can't they sign some Australian dude? And he hashtags Australian. Australian dude like the Buckeyes always do.
Australian rules.
That's right.
Yeah, we tried to get the, and it doesn't look like I'm asking again, and I don't have the outcome of the kicking duel that's been going on since we began this show. Don't have an answer yet.
We don't have an answer. The Browns still do not have a kicker as far as we know. Maybe tomorrow.
No.
That's right.
Well, probably. I'm going to guess by this afternoon. All right. This has been a very fun 2 hours and a fast one. Hey, we've got jam shows these next few days as we get you ready for Sunday's game. Lots of good guests coming in here. Solomon Wilcots, 5 days away from the opener. Solomon Wilcots is doing this game for CBS. He'll be with us on Thursday, as will Don Banks from Sports Illustrated. com. Always like to get that national perspective. All right, good stuff. We'll do this again tomorrow. Gerard Cherry will be with us. We'll have Jim Donovan around here. Just a plethora of guests.
A veritable plethora. A cornucopia, if you will.
He is Nathan Zagura. I'm Vic Carucci. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by
Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR. Here we go, Brownies. Here we go.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.